This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 21st of April, 2017. Well, this week, energy shares led the market lower as crude dropped to a two-week low and two of the energy ETFs fell to 2017 lows. Further this week, the Dow Jones Industrials closed at a two-month low, and the S&P remains on the defensive. What's interesting under the Le Pen or the election where Le Pen may or may not win is that money is actually rotating out of the United States into the Eurozone, and the Eurozone ETF is actually outperforming the S&P 500. So something to keep an eye on as we go forward. The first article I'd like to comment on came out of CNBC talking about going cashless to fight rising financial crime. Well, that's the headline, but that's really not the backstory. I think most that follow my work and others like myself has to do with getting absolute, total, complete control over every financial transaction that is done, which means going totally digital, not being outside of the system in any way, shape, or form. And that's really what going cashless is all about. And a headline that everyone's probably heard by now, but Bloomberg reports that Subway shuts down hundreds of U.S. stores. You know, this is kind of a lower-end fast food restaurant. And I've always thought that restaurants were a pretty good indicator, among many other things, about what's really going on with, let's say, the middle class. And this is an indicator, again, that things are not as robust as many have tried to persuade us. The overall financial conditions shown on the financial markets are very much inaccurate versus what the physical economy is doing. And here's another example. An article at Wolf Richter, Wolf Street, Don Quiñones, speaks about what's going on in Mexico. Mexico's economy is being plundered dry. Read the whole article. Great one to read. Basically, it's confirming the end of the age of empire. And what I've said about that many times is that as the debasement of the currency continues, the debasement of the moral structure of society continues to ride along with it. And very much like at the end of the Roman Empire, the upper class, the senators, the elite, the rulers, the politicians steal as much as they possibly can from everybody below them. And that's the essence of this article. Certainly it's worth a read, and I won't go into the details, but I did read it and it just kind of tightens up your stomach. But nonetheless, it's not just Mexico. I want to make that point very clear that it's pervasive throughout the ruling structure on the planet, regardless of what their political classification may be. Briefly, because this has been done on many channels that I frequent, but the IMF warns that over 20% of U.S. corporations risk a default should rates rise. Well, there's a lot more going on than just that, which is a big deal. But what happens to the ability to pay the interest on the national debt if interest rates rise too much? I mean, this whole thing about lower interest rates to get the economy moving is preposterous. It used to work under the Keynesian model. It hasn't worked for years. QE1, QE2, Operation Twist. All the stuff that's been tried is basically to liquefy the banking system, give them a spread that's no risk to them so that they can make money by doing absolutely nothing other than parking excess funds with the Federal Reserve. And the lower interest rate has to do with being able to pay the interest on the national debt that's owed to the bankers by the populace. That's what it's all about. And there's going to be a lot of pressure to keep interest rates low, but I think that the market, believe it or not, will be forcing them higher because what the paradigm shift is this. Bonds, especially U.S. bonds, are considered to be the most sacrosanct safe investment that you can get. And gold and silver are considered to be very risky. But history is very clear. Gold and silver have never failed. Yes, their value has been undervalued, fair valued, or overvalued, but they never fail to buy something. And the fact of fiat currencies, it's 100% failure rate, and that's where we are. So something that's sacrosanct as the bond, something that's absolutely safe, is probably one of the most unsafe investments that can be made. And something that's risky, like gold or silver, is something that you're assured will have some value no matter what happens. So this paradigm shift is only understood by probably 1% of the population, but yet about 99% of the population feels that something is drastically wrong. That paradigm shift will take place. That's the tipping point. When will that occur? I do not know. But at some point, once that is achieved, then there will be a movement back into honest money, and it doesn't have to be 99%. It really could be a doubling of that 1%. So 1% of the population further understands it and takes action, and that could absolutely change the paradigm. And another one from CNBC, investing in megatrends, this fundamental global problem touches everything from farming to technology. This article is about the fact that about 97% of all the food that goes into Europe is tainted with chemicals. This, of course, is something under the modern system that we live in to get, you know, maximum yields, to better, you know, the foods from growing to the table type of thing. And there's a price to pay for it. So the scope of the problem is really, really vast. And unfortunately, there's a few articles about this. By the way, for those that are listening to this as a podcast, realize that in the show notes, I do have some non-GMO food available for you if you're so inclined. It's at silverprepper.com. And I want to reach out to everybody that listens to these weekly reports that I am now podcasting. Here's a display for those that watch this on YouTube. And it's under iTunes, under The Morgan Report. And if you get there by Android, I'm not sure how to do it, but the files are The Morgan Report in the audio podcast form. Appreciate if you spread the word. Also, look in the show notes. We have some offers for Silver Stackers, food storage, beating the bankers, and a few other things that you may be interested in. And finally, to wrap up with gold and silver, as I do every week, the news of the week, I think this week, is a bit self-serving. But first of all, gold has touched a 1 or 2 week low. Looks like maybe the gold run is starting to run out of steam. Silver is certainly looking weaker, has not been as strong as gold. And there was a Miles Franklin, sponsored by Andy Hoffman of Miles Franklin, a silver roundtable. And that was a seminar which was conducted by Andy Hoffman and included Steve St. Angelo, Turd Ferguson, myself, and Andy. And this is something that you may be interested in. You can go to our blog or go to YouTube on our YouTube channel and listen to the All-Star Silver Webinars, the title of it. I will see you next week.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.